A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Yevamos Kuf Yud Zayin, Yevamos 117a, pagination 233. We'll start from the facing page at the bottom. So we're starting on Yevamos Kuf Tes Zayin Amud Beis 116b, page 232, three lines up from the bottom. Beishamai Yomrim, Beishamai Sei, Tinasei, this woman whose husband disappears, and she had the status of an aguna, perhaps for a period of time, and then she reports that her husband has passed away, or she has a limited level of proof, like an Eid Echod, one witness, and we allow her to get married based on that, based on some principles that we discussed in previous sessions, that we're confident that on a davar avid ligluye, something that will be revealed in its ultimate truth, that they're not lying. And ultimately, the husband, if he's alive, could show up in town and discredit them in a very severe way. So we assume that they really know what they're saying. And also, isha daika umintseva, a woman checks into things carefully because she knows very serious ramifications if she's wrong and married somebody or tried to, even though she was married still to her first husband. Tinasei, she's allowed to get married because of all these considerations that we take into account. V'titol kisu basa, and according to Beis Shammai, she's allowed to collect her ksuba money as well, which is a big step, because really, this entire principle was only regarding her marital status. And now we're moving into financial topics. And that's a big step to say that she collects her ksuba. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel objected, and they said, Tinase velotita ksubasa. Let her get married. But who says she gets her ksuba? She can't get her ksuba. Omru lem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said in this debate, Hitartam erva chamura velonata maman hakal. You allow the serious erva, her marital status. That's a capital offense. A married woman marrying somebody else. We must be really convinced that the man's dead. You're not going to proceed with that logic and let her get her money too? Maman, money is a light thing compared to a capital offense. Let's face it. If the husband does show up in town, the money can generally be restored. That's not such a serious thing. Amulam Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel responded, Matzinu, we do find she'ein ha'achin nechnasin lenachla alpia, that the children do not take possession of the inheritance based on the fact that she says her husband is dead. In other words, we accept her words regarding her marital status, but we do not accept her words regarding financial issues. Amru lehem Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai said, ultimately, v'halom sefer kisubasa nilmod shuhu kosev la shim tinasi la'acher titli masha kosev lichi. Ultimately, even if you call ksuba financial, and you want to say it's different, but the terms of that financial agreement are that if she's able to get married to somebody, if she's proceeding with a marriage with somebody else, she's entitled to her ksuba money. So again, even if you call it financial, you want to make a distinction and you want to argue that inheritance doesn't work with the same rules as aguna, but the terms of her financial situation regarding ksuba are that they're linked to her marital status. And if she's allowed to get married, she's allowed to collect her ksuba. V'chazu Beis Hillel lahoros k'divrei Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel retracted their dissenting opinion, and they began to rule as Beis Shammai said, which is the way we paskin, that once she's allowed to get married, she's allowed to collect her ksuba. The Pesachei Tshuva in Simen Yud Zayin, Sifkat and Kuf Nun Tes, entertains a fascinating case where a man showed up into town and got sick. And he eventually died, and a woman comes into town claiming that she's his wife. And upon his death, she says, "My husband is dead, and I want to collect the ksuba." And the first reaction that people had was to think that that's the case of this Mishnah. The woman is believed, her husband is dead, and she's allowed to collect her ksuba. And the Pesachei Tshuva notes that one of the Talmidei Chachamim objected very strongly, and he said that the two cases are not comparable, because in our Mishnah, we knew who the woman was. We knew that she had her husband. The question was if her husband is dead, and we believe her that her husband is dead because the ramifications are very serious, Anisha Daika Umintseva. And once we believe that the husband is dead, well, the terms of the ksuba are that you collect ksuba once you're allowed to remarry. In the case of the Pesachei Tshuva, though, is a very different case. The case over there is, we really don't know this woman. She's coming into town claiming that the man who's dying is her husband. When the man dies, she says, "Now I'm a penuya, an unmarried woman." That's all fine. We're willing to let her get married. But if she wants to collect her ksuba, she has to prove that this man who died is really her husband. And the money that he had in his wallet is not going to go to her until she proves that he was indeed her husband. A fascinating case where at first reaction one thinks it's similar, but the result of analysis is that the two cases are very different. This woman, described by the Pesachei Tshuva in the city of Lublin, is going to have to prove that this is her husband. And he concludes, "V'divrei pi chacham chein," and the words of this Talmud Chacham, who recognized the difference in the cases, are beautiful in their insight. Let's move on to midway on the page, Masnisin, in the middle of a line, a new Mishnah. Hakol ne'emanim leha'ida, everybody is trusted to say this testimony of the one witness to affirm that the husband has passed away. Chutz, except for Chamosa, the mother-in-law of the woman in question. And this is going to be reciprocal. That means the daughter-in-law can't say testimony about the mother-in-law's husband either. Ubas Chamosa, and the daughter of the mother-in-law, a sister-in-law. Vitzarasa, and her co-wife. Viyavimta, Ubas Baila, and the daughter of her husband. Not allowed to say testimony. I'd like to focus on three of them that Rashi basically groups together in his explanation as to what the problem is. Rashi says regarding Chamosa, the mother-in-law, that there's a certain discomfort that the mother-in-law has with the daughter-in-law. She'omeres beliba, because she says in her heart, Zutocha ko yigi'i va'amali. This woman is taking away all of my efforts. I made tremendous efforts to produce a good son, and this daughter-in-law, she whisks him away. V'chein bas chamosa, and the same concept is true by the daughter of the mother-in-law. She says, Zutirash kol amal avi ve'imi va'ani etche. This woman, because she's married to a son of my parents, is going to end up inheriting everything, and I'm going to get pushed away. And she's taking something that hurts me. I feel entitled to it. I feel I should be getting something here. And she's the one who walks in, and she takes control. And by Bas Baila, Rashi says, the daughter of the husband, meaning a stepdaughter, Zuba b'makom imi, the girl, the daughter, says, this one is coming in place of my mother, Ocheles Kol Amala, and she walks into a finished product. She walks into a home, and she benefits from everything that my mother did. What we see here is a theme that in family dynamics, you could have a person who feels that they put in, or their parent put in, legitimate effort, and someone else comes and ta-da, I'm here, and I'm taking all the credit, or I'm taking control, I'm going to get all the benefit from everybody else's work. And it would seem that this is a good piece of advice resulting from the observation of this feeling that when a person's in such a situation, they should purposely go out of their way and show credit and appreciation to these people who legitimately have a claim, a moral claim, an ethical claim to get credit, to get benefit. Particularly, the obvious one is the mother-in-law, to give credit and recognition that the husband that the woman is now benefiting from in her marriage is to the credit of the person who invested all that effort. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.